Kirby Ferris joins us now from Ferris, Riley, and Pitt to talk about what's going on with the prosecution's case against Alec Baldwin in the Rust movie setting shooting and the loss of life there from Alec Baldwin's gun that he had. Kirby, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT.
Well, you and I both are hunters. We both have guns in our home. And with that comes responsibility. And I think anybody that holds a gun has got to be responsible. And even I think there's some responsibility that has got to be assumed that Alec Baldwin should have had in firing that weapon. Yes, there's an armor on the set that checks. Yes, it's a movie set where live rounds should not be. But at the fine line there, where the rubber hits the road, Alec Baldwin had the gun. Your thoughts on whether or not he should be somewhat responsible in not checking himself before he pulled the trigger?
You know, JT, I don't think that he should be held legally responsible and charged with manslaughter based upon what I know. Now, we may learn some things that change that. But when I look at this and I look at the law in New Mexico, the what he's being charged with, the law says he has to have some subjective knowledge that there is a danger with the gun. And I think in this case, where you have an armorer on the set, you have a no live bullets rule on the set, you have him being handed a gun by the armorer and being told that there are no live rounds in the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you could charge him and say that he subjectively, given all that, subjectively should have known that there could be a live round.
Okay, so certainly a big civil case here, in fact, I would think, since he fired, but not criminally based on the wording of the law. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that's well put, because of the burden in a civil case and the burden in a criminal case, as we all know, is much different, right?
Right.
In a civil case, it's just a preponderance of the evidence. In a criminal case, it's beyond reasonable doubt. Beyond reasonable doubt is a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the law and you try to figure out, okay, so how would he have subjectively known that there... I think the difference is this. I think the difference is taking a gun out of a drawer, and you don't know one way or the other whether it's got bullets in it, but subjectively you know it certainly could have,
mm-hmm.
and pointing at someone, that's a problem. But here, where you're on in a controlled environment, on a movie set, with built-in protections against there being a live round, and I'm looking forward to this litigation to figure out how in the world a live round got on that set to begin with.
Yeah, that's, there should never be live rounds on a movie set. And people have said to me that, well, between takes, you know, they're out in the desert. Maybe they were just having fun and target shooting and things like that. But for it to get into a gun that's being used in the scene is beyond me. I just, you know, first of all, there ought to be laws about live rounds on movie sets, not just a, you know, a standard that movie companies don't want to do that. There ought to actually be laws about that. So you're right. How does that happen? But I guess the subjective thing that you're talking about as far as what's in the law, that'll be determined on what's your definition of that by the jury, if it gets there. Do you think this will go to a jury or not?
I do. I think it will go to a jury, because that is a legitimate jury question. What he should have known and what he should have done are legitimate jury questions. I just have a hard time based on what we know now, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we find out that Alec Baldwin was out there firing live rounds at tin cans in the desert, that could change things.
Yeah, he would have known there were live rounds. I can't believe that, being the producer and being an actor in this and being on set, if they were in fact firing practice rounds versus live rounds at tin cans in the desert, and he saw that happen and maybe even participated in some target shooting between takes, if he knew there were live rounds on the set and they were being fired, that changes things, doesn't it?
It's a different animal. That's a different animal altogether.
Yeah.
Because I think as an actor, he has a right to rely on other people following the rules that are laid down on that set.
Yeah.
But if he knows the rules are being broken, that's a problem.
Yeah. All right, Kirby, good insight. Thank you. I appreciate you. It's Kirby Ferris with Ferris, Riley, and Pitt.